96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, you know the theme. You know the Living Single Cruise. Silly and Sweet Sinclair was a favorite. Well, actress Kim Coles is here. Yeah, you had to let that happen. She's here to share some laughs and lessons about love, happiness, and her next phase of life. The lines are open. Give us a call if you want to say hey to Kim at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Hey, how are you?
You want me to say woo-woo-woo, and so I'm going to say woo-woo-woo. Woo-woo-woo. A lot of people don't know that that is actually not, it's a sitcom catchphrase, but it's not something that someone wrote for me.
Really?
My mother used to say woo-woo-woo to me and my baby brother when words would fail her. It just meant, oh, you fell down, woo-woo-woo. Oh, you broke up with your first boyfriend, or in my brother's case, your first girlfriend. Oh, you got, oh, woo-woo-woo. Mm-hmm. So it means I love you, I see you, I acknowledge you, I'm on your side.
And so it's love talk.
It is love talk.
There
and
you
I
go.
And I ad-libbed it one day on the set, and it became a part of sitcom lexicon.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing a lot of love talk lately.
I have been.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I am a newlywed.
Mm-hmm.
And today is his birthday. His mm-hmm. name is Reggie McKeever. He is an extraordinary man.
And not feeling well today.
Was supposed to be here with us right now.
Shout out to Reggie.
Yes.
Feel better, my brother.
But I'm here holding it down, as they say. I'm a ride or die chick, as they say. I don't plan to ride. I plan to neither ride nor die.
That's right. You're just going to give him a thermometer and put some tussin on it.
Yes. That's what you mean. Some sort of tussin.
Some kind of tussin on it. It is so good to see you. We don't have you forever this evening because you're going to go and take care of your husband.
Yes.
Because that's what wives do.
Yes.
But this is, you know, the next part of your life, and you know you've got a new husband, new lease on life. What's mm-hmm. going on with you right now with the new husband and this part of your life?
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, the conversation really should be around loving oneself. So I could not have drawn this extraordinary man, and he really is extraordinary. And I didn't know I was going to get an extraordinary man in my lifetime.
But you're extraordinary.
You have to believe that you are, and that's what it is about self-love. Like, I have dated some lovable losers and some other nice people, but the ones that were jacked up because I allowed them in my life. I mm-hmm. allowed them. I can't even blame them for being bad, because if I didn't love myself enough, I knew immediately who they were and what they stood for and what they didn't stand for and what they had to offer, what they didn't have to offer. I didn't value myself enough to say, I'll wait until someone else comes along, or I need to resonate in my own life. And I say this to women now, like, we blame these guys for being so awful, but it's, and I'm not saying that some of them aren't, but you have to do the work on yourself, and you have to raise your vibration and raise your level of understanding of yourself and what you really, really want in life, so that you wait for that guy that is resonating at the same level that you are.
But you're Kim Coles.
Yeah,
come
but you
on.
Know, you'd think that that would be easy. So I am Kim Coles, mm-hmm. But I'm just a woman. A fabulous woman, nonetheless. But I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. But you'd be surprised how many men will date me just because I am Kim Coles, and they find themselves out. And you know, when you're buying things to help them, and you know, pushing them along, which I'm happy to do. And there comes a point where there's no gratitude for it, and they're not taking it and running with it, and helping themselves, when they just begin to lay down and take it. Like, oh, I'll take another suit, sure. I'll take another tuxedo, mm-hmm. sure. I'll take another trip. And after a while, it's not you're not, I'm trying to build you up, brother, and you ain't doing nothing to build me up. And so I got clear that I didn't think I deserved better. So that's why I put up with it.
How did you find this one?
Actually, and here's the trick. He found me.
Okay.
I'm not the biggest Bible quoter, but I believe there is a quote that says, "He that findeth a woman findeth a very nice thing," especially if it's Kim Coles. I think I'm paraphrasing. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, but don't start calling me after the show.
Kim Coles, a theologian, 17. Matthew, Luke, and Paul, and John. No, that's the Beatles. So, see, I'm messing it all up. I don't claim to know the Bible well, but I do know that particular quote. I do know a lot of
you
other good things.
You should do comedy.
I should do comedy, shouldn't I? But he found me. He was resonating in a level and at a place in his life where he was vibrating ready for the right wife to show up. And if he were here, he would tell you that when he saw me, something went off. He said that that's supposed to be my wife. And I had been doing my own work, Mr. Fisher. I'd been really just clearing out old cobwebs of old things, things I didn't need anymore, my own stuff, my own path, my own stuff. And so that I was an open vessel and open-hearted and ready to receive an extraordinary man. He is a pastor. I like to say former pastor, but once a pastor, never a pastor. He is a former police officer, 18 years police, actually SWAT, special officer, special, you know, operations, as well as the night commander of his town, Bennettsville, South Carolina. He was the lieutenant night commander. I just like the term night commander. Really wonderful man, who part of the community that he had helped to build and helped to build him. Pastor during part of the time. How can you be a police officer and a pastor at the same time?
Because he can lock you up and give you a sermon there, and then you'll come out a much better person.
But it's true. Yeah, do you know he would minister to people as he was taking them in and talk about the prison that they were going to was no bigger than the prison that everybody walks around in their own mind. The prison is in your mind and has helped many people. So anyway, extraordinary man. And we met at a natural hair, natural health expo. I was speaking, had no idea that he had spoken earlier that day. He was assigned to be my security for the day.
Okay.
And when he drove me back to my hotel, we sat and we talked, and he's got a wonderful intuitive side. He actually speaks into your life. He's intuitive and reads nail beds, of all things. He can read the energy of your nail bed and the energy of your nails and can speak to it's law of attraction times 555,000, because it's about changing and shifting your energy so that your energy matches the life that you really want. So a lot of people believe in law of attraction, but if you don't raise your vibration and raise your energy and clean out old stuff you don't need, the things that you want won't come to you. And we all know that the things that you want you back. That's why I said I sometimes don't believe, like, how did I attract this man? Because I was praying for him and wishing for him and dreaming about him and, like, you know, believed somewhere in my heart that he would show up, but didn't even know how. And somehow I attracted it because somehow I aligned my energy properly.
But this was a holistic approach.
Yes, a holistic approach to
life.
Falling in love. And
right.
Yeah, he's also an herbalist. He is holistic. He owned, at the time, his own herbal store. So he helps people get healthy, get well, get wealthy. He has got, you know, millionaire clients and left South Carolina so that he could come and move to L.A. We got married, be with me, and start that. He had some global clients, but together we're building this, this brand and this service. I don't want to call it a brand because it just is. It's just Kim and Reggie, Reggie and Kim, and or Reggie and Kim, or separately Reggie or Kim, building this. I'd like to say a Kimpire. That's what I would call it. But maybe it's a Kim and Reggie Pire.
Well, you're here. Not just to see me, but yeah, you're here. You're going to be at Eatonville.
You're good.
On Sunday.
I'm going to be at Eatonville on Sunday from 2
no,
to 5
no,
p.m.
No, no, that's, no, not Eatonville.
I'm being too fancy, too bougie.
Yeah, it's Eatonville.
I'm going to be at Eatonville.
It's going to be Eatonville on Sunday.
You know, there's that thing that girls from this area do with their mouth.
Now, they don't smack. No,
the ones that Merlin do.
No, Merlin is a magician. Always remember that.
Merlin.
It's Maryland.
I know it's Maryland. There's some people from Maryland and they do their mouth like that.
You're going to be at Eatonville. And on Sunday from 2 to 5.
Yes.
And I promise that I'm going to post the information on WHUR.com.
Well, the event is called GPS.
Yeah. GPS, that's
right. The Divine Gift of the Journey. And GPS, because we are so clever, we have changed it to mean gratitude, passion, and success.
Okay.
So exploring what you're grateful for already helps you get where you want to go. Being passionate and being honest about what your true passions and purpose is gets you to where you want to be, and defining what true success. By the way, success is not a pair of red bottom shoes.
No, yeah.
It is not. Because
the red wears off
like your wallet is bleeding. Come on.
I've got to take a break. We're going to talk more to Kim Coles. And can I tell a secret? You are 53. You're 53 years old, but your skin is lined. She looks 40. Absolutely gorgeous. Hair is gorgeous. Lots of fun. We'll be back in just a moment with Kim Coles. Stay with us.
Thank you. What I'm talking about, right?
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm talking to Kim Coles, of course. You remember her, Sinclair, from Living Single. She looks the same.
Bless you.
She looks absolutely... Look,
and no work
this
yet.
This is a news program.
Yes.
If you didn't look the same, I would just say, I'm here with Kim Coles.
Let me say this. I've had no work yet. However, in time, I'm going to suck and tuck and pluck anything that needs to happen to move it up, to move it over. I'm going to fill it up. I'm going to put some stuff in there. I'm going to take some stuff out. But for now, I'm holding up pretty good. And my husband is 12 years my junior, so I'm doing all right. That's going to keep me young.
I know that's right.
It is.
Been there, done that. Malaka calling from Baltimore.
Hello, Malaka.
What's on your mind? Thanks for calling.
Yes, it's Malaka Tamu Cooper. How are you?
I'm just fine. Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
How are you? I am the founder of Natural Hair Care Expo.
Yeah.
And when I heard her speaking and she said that she found her love at a Natural Hair Care Expo, I wanted to let her know that I'm so proud to have indirectly helped her to find her soulmate. We brought her to our Colleen, Texas show about 3 years ago.
Yes.
I hope she remembers who I am. Do you remember, Kim?
I'm trying to remember. My connection was to, what's the other lady's name?
Lavinia Sabree.
Yes. So I don't remember, I met so many people.
I'm the one with the 4 feet long locks.
Yes,
she's
an extraordinary
woman.
Yes.
How are you?
An extraordinary woman. Yeah.
Hello.
And I think that the quote is, and I'm paraphrasing too, I think that it's a man who findeth a wife findeth a good thing, not a woman who's stalking.
Yeah.
So I'm just so happy that you were able to stop, have this love affair with yourself.
Yes.
Put out those positive vibrations.
Yes.
I know that love affair started with your hair because you went natural.
Yes.
And then you went on a natural hair care circuit.
Yes.
And I just watched you grow because our lives have paralleled over the years. And I've watched you grow, and I'm just so happy. And I just had to call in and say I am so happy and so proud. And, not everybody is happy for your blessings, but this is one sister who's very happy to have met you and who is happy for your blessings.
Thank you
so much. And I'm not going to say that if you do relax your hair, you don't love yourself, because that's not even I try not to be a natural hair Nazi, which a lot of those girls are. I'm definitely, it was a journey that I needed to take for me. I needed to look in the mirror and love the way my hair grew out of my head. And I had been hiding it for so long that I didn't even have a comb. I didn't comb my own hair. I kept it in braids, and prior to that, weaves, and prior to that, relaxers for years. And so it really was, 2010 was the journey towards self-love, and on this journey to natural hair and to be more holistic and to eat a little bit better. And no wonder to me that my husband is a vegetarian. Like, it's just really interesting that I'm drawing these things to me, and it's because who I decided to show up and be. And so I just want to say to any sisters out there who are, being bitter about who he is and what he's not doing, how he's not doing it, really check yourself. People are gonna get mad at me, and I don't care, because I think I know, and there are plenty of other women who speak this way too, that their shift came when they shifted within themselves, when they turned the mirror on themselves. If you point your finger, three fingers point right back at you, and ask yourself the questions, and there are some good men out here, and they're waiting for you. And Yeah, that's my
202-319-7810.
Don't call and curse me out.
319-7810 outside of the DC calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking to actress and comedian Kim Coles, and we're going to take your phone calls even on the other side. I do want to ask you though, you said your husband is, what, 12 years your senior, whether he...
Junior.
Thank you. 12
I'm a
years
cougar. I'm not a cougar. I can't run that fast.
Yeah.
I'm a meerkat.
I don't know the way
dog.
Things are going.
Yes.
Hey, as healthy as you are and getting there, you may be able to. And don't forget, she is going to be at Eatonville on Sunday.
Yes.
Going to post the information on WHUR.com. So don't forget about that coming up after 8 o'clock, as always. Were you scared to get married?
No. Well... I tell you what, I wasn't scared to get married.
And I'll let you answer that, you know, for about 30 seconds, and we'll, you know, we'll pick that back up, because I know you want to think about that a little bit.
No,
you know,
I was not scared. I was scared to have a man move into my house, and I lived. He moved here from, give up his whole life, moved to Los Angeles to be with me, and I've lived alone for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared that I was going to have to wash dishes all the time.
Wow.
But it's turned out just fine.
Wow. Okay. How's your... Oh, your hands look all right. Nails okay.
I put gloves on when I wash.
There you go.
I was scared that I was going to have to finally learn to cook. But he's a Southern man. He cooks.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's another... And here's another thing I got to ask you about. I'm going to say this, and we'll talk about this on the other side. I've always believed that a funny woman is sexy. What do you think? Don't answer that. You'll answer that on the other side. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. If you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm, 196.3 WHUR. More with Kim Coles in just a bit.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM.